Welcome. My name is Julia. I am the founder of Saged. I am talking to you today from a beautiful place in southern Sweden, where I am finally reunited with my mom after 2 years because of the coronavirus and enjoying time in my beautiful, amazing, magical country of birth. I'm Swedish. I was born here. It is so, so nourishing to be here. It's so great to be with my mom. It's so fun for my children to enjoy her beautiful piece of land here in the south. And it's beyond amazing that my husband also has really fallen in love with this place. It's really great. And I wanted to check in with everybody today and say hello. I hope that you're having a nourishing summer and that you're doing all the things that for many reasons we weren't really able to do last summer, and that you're connecting with loved ones in a safe and amazing, magical way. So traveling is so fun, right? Even during these times. But there's something that happens with our routines when we leave the sanctuary area of our home temples, where we have everything set up to, you know, really keep weaving the magic in our lives. So I just want to talk a little bit about how to manage that and how to maintain a spiritual practice while you're also on the go. And this is a really good reminder for myself as well as for you guys, because it's easy to fall out of track or when you're traveling. So I wanted to share two things that I do that helps me stay centered and that helps remind me of my divine nature and in the human body and the human experience. So one is to always have a travel altar with you. Mine is very simple. It's a few essential oils. There's two crystals that I really love, not the bigger ones, but the ones I can travel. And I also have a little statuette of Kuan Yin, the goddess of compassion. And on my particular statuette, she's also riding a dragon. So that feels really good to me, that the badass goddess of compassion. And those are sort of my go-to items that I bring with me, and I set up in every hotel room and everywhere I sleep while on the go. And that helps me, just looking at that reminds me, oh yeah, I have a practice. This is something I believe and do, that, you know, we are all light workers. We all have a purpose. We all have a soul purpose. We're here to do it. We can only do that in alliance with our spirit guides and by staying true to our inner light, which is then making sure that we do our spiritual practices so that we keep that light glowing and flowing as much as possible. So having the altar really, really helps me just from a visual point of reference, of a remembrance of who you are and who you want to be. So make sure if you're going on the road this summer, make sure you have your altar with you. It's definitely going to be a good companion as you embark on travel. And, you know, I mentioned essential oils on the altar. And one of the beautiful practices I like to do is to anoint myself during the day. So I will, you know, take a little bit of essential oil in my palm. I would dot my finger in it. And then I touch my chakra points. So starting with the crown, to the third eye, to the throat, to the heart, to the sacral area, to the solar plexus, to the sacral area, and to the root. Doing so really helps me get more connected and grounded to my own purpose, gets me out of my head, gets me into my heart, aligns me energetically to be more present, to be more fully there. I also like to anoint my kids with lavender, especially when it's time to sleep and especially when they're jet lagged. So if you're managing time zones and so on and you're traveling with children, bring some lavender and do this anointment. It definitely helps them find peace and relax and get sleep soup into the right time zone a little faster. It works for us. And it's also a great practice to anoint anybody you love, your partner, your parents, your children, since it's such a beautiful way to get to know your chakra points, but also to like pause for a minute and tune in with yourself. So I highly recommend doing that as one of your travel practices if it's not already something in your toolbox. And the thing that I never, ever, ever travel without are my mala beads. So mala beads are, of course, the 108 beautiful beads on a piece of string that helps us keep count of mantras and chants. So 108 is really the magical number for a mantra. So repeating it 108 times really permeates like the effect on the mantra on yourself and the universe. So the 108 is a sacred number. And of course, you can try to keep track with your fingers, but I'd recommend getting mala beads. And you know, I have a couple of go-to chants that I like to do. One of them is Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, which is the Ganesha mantra about unblocking any obstacles in your way. But the one I like to sing, and I sing Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha like most weeks, at least a few times. But the one thing, the mantra that is even more important to me, especially on the go, is the love mantra and calling in all the goodness in the world, which is called Om Clean. So the chant is Om Clean, and it's really it's a bija mantra, so it doesn't mean anything in itself, but the resonance of the sound Om Clean is to attract all the good things in the universe, and it's really a surrendering to that. You know, the universe got you back, and that you trust that the universe has you back. So, practicing that surrendering, especially when traveling, you know, when you try to stick to a schedule, you push, push, push. Sometimes all you need to do is to surrender and be more in the present, and be in the present moment. So, an Om Klim 108 times helps me with that. Now, just to make your life easier and give you a check mark on your spiritual work today, we're going to chant Om Klim together in a little bit as well. It doesn't only takes two to 3 minutes, and then you did something good for yourself today. And I got my mala beads out, so you don't even have to keep count. You just have to follow me. And of course, the other amazing thing you can do for yourself is to really check in the Sage app every day. Like, do the daily ritual, read all the posts that resonate for you, write in your daily gratitude in the gratitude community group, write what you're manifesting in the manifestation group. Like, take advantage of all the information and all the wisdom, both in the community groups and in the written posts and in the classes on demand and in our live classes that is there. It's all designed to help guide you on your spiritual journey. That's what we are really burning for, is to make sure that that you have a beautiful journey, that you always feel connected to yourself and to your source and to all the higher good in the world. So with the anointment, some sage action, and a chant of Om Klim, we have you well on your way to have a super spiritual day, no matter where in the world you find yourself. So let's get to it. Let's do our 108 repetitions of Om Klim starting now. Just follow me. Om Klim, Om Klim, Om Klim, Om Klim. Om Klim, 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 Om Kleen, 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 Om Kleen. And that's that. Om Kleen, attracting all the love and all the goodness in the universe, and trusting, surrendering that the universe gets you back, and that all, everything that your heart desires will come true. And so it is. The thing that I truly love about chanting and mala beads is also, especially for parents, you know, when you meditate, your kids walk in on you. That's kind of disruptive. But if you're chanting, they hear that you're doing something, and they can also see on the mala bead where you're at and when they can actually ask their question. So that sometimes they stay and join in the chant, or just wait patiently for the 2 minutes or whatever it takes to ask their question, or they simply leave and decide to come back at a later point. So it's also a great parenting tool that I highly recommend. In other awesome news, I just wanted to give a shout out to the amazing Sage team that is creating such magic and beauty, and allowing myself to take my first real vacation in 3 years. I'm so grateful to Ava, to Morgan, to Whitney, to Engin, to Marnie for keeping the lights on and producing such beautiful, heartfelt content, and hosting our amazing live classes, and just, you know, pouring all their love and grace into this beautiful creation. I had no idea what I was embarking on doing, you know, 3 years ago when I started this process of developing Sage. But now that it's growing into this beautiful spiritual guidance tool that helps us stay on our spiritual path, it just feels so rewarding. And what really makes my heart sing is reading the reviews that come in. And I get a little notification on my phone whenever somebody leaves a 5-star review, and it's every day, and it just keeps us going, and really feels good to be able to make a difference in your life. So thank you for feeling the call of having Sage on your phone, or being a part of our community. It wouldn't be any fun without you. And we're so, so pleased to share that we're also launching a brand new version of Sage in just a few weeks. And it's something that we've been working on for a full year. It's a beautiful redesign of the app. You know, everything you know and love is still going to be there. Just a beautiful upgrade. And we're also adding a ton of new features and functionality. So if you are a premium member, you have lots and lots to look forward to. If you're not a premium member yet, tons more reasons to become one. We still offer lots of good rates, so just check your email for specials and so on. But more about the new version to come, probably in next week's episode. I'm so, so excited for this one, guys. This is really a version 2 of the app, and I hope you will love it. So blessings, summer blessings from southern Sweden, where there's a gentle breeze and just the right temperature, and the birds are chirping, and I am just enjoying myself of being in the present moment, of being here right now. And I hope you do the same. Sending so much love, and we will talk soon again.